Welcome, it's the groundbreaking Three Strikes with me, your host Rob Gutman. Fu, you're producing, are you in the show as well?
I am on the show as well.
Fu adds in the show as well, what a bonus.
It's great multitasking, isn't it?
It's great multitasking. Yeah. It's a particular
I set up all by myself as well, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, yeah. No, absolutely not.
I was going to say, let's wait to see if it's great multitasking.
Are we recording? Who knows?
I think me, Mo and Rob are doing as much production here as you, effectively. We're all talking and we have headphones on. That's about it.
Is this like that Simpsons where there's that nodding thing at the nuclear power plant sorting Homer's job? A little bit like that, Fu. Mo Stewart in the house, Phil Blundell in the house, and we have, as usual in Three Strikes, three topics we're going to go through, ranging from the important to the bloody ridiculous, quite frankly. We are going to be talking, first off, about the controversy surrounding John Yems of Crawley Town. We are going to talk about the controversy surrounding Chelsea's spendathon and the implications around that. And we're going to finish with a little bit of a light-hearted one, Everton's next manager. Well, let's view it like that to start with. Mo, I'm going to hand over to you as an interim host for dealing with the subject of John Yems, if you want to kick us off with that one.
Yeah, far be it for me to be, you know, the racism correspondent, but I felt like this was important. I mean, I don't really feel like talking every time something like this comes up, but this one I felt like was important to talk about because it's got so many far-reaching implications.
Yep.
So for those of you who don't know, John Yems was manager of Crawley Town, and he had been accused by five players within his team, had gone to the FA and accused him of making 16 different comments of racial nature. I'm not going to repeat them now. You can find them if you really want to. He previously admitted to one of the charge and denied the other 15. The commission found that 11 of those claims were proven, 4 unproven, and decided that to give him a 15-month sentence. Now, this was a sentence handed down by the independent panel from
three
the
men.
FA. Three men. And it's a decision that the FA themselves have had to go out and come out so strongly against and are now looking for legal action against. So it's a mess. Basically, it's a big old mess because the first thing you think about it is, well, the FA themselves, who are in charge of the situation, they are in charge of putting together independent panels, and they've clearly had a dereliction of duty in that respect, because if they are already saying that everything that this panel has adjudicated is wrong, then they need to look at themselves for putting that panel together.